How to deal with sales, fatigue, 7 strategies to up your energy. Authored by Doug Dvorak, founder and managing principal of the Sales Coaching Institute. 63% of salespeople describe themselves as tired or always tired. Sales fatigue can happen to even the most dedicated sales professionals. People can start off at their peak when they first start working in sales. But over time, this can slide down to the worst-case scenario of preparing to turn in your notice. Sales fatigue does not solely have consequences for the individual concerned. According to recent Gallup figures, an individual suffering from this is 15% less profitable, 18% less productive, and 37% more likely to be absent from work. Fortunately, there are things that individuals, management, and companies as a whole can do to counter sales fatigue. By managing stress and ensuring individuals have a proper recovery process, it is possible to balance out people so that they can stay motivated and hit targets while at the same time maintaining positive mental health. Here are some ways that you can tell if anyone on your team is dealing with sales fatigue, as well as 7 strategies you can use to up their energy. How to spot sales fatigue. Only 31% of salespeople find themselves in a good or positive mood. The rest described their mood as irritable, highly annoyed, aggravated, short-tempered, or less interested in others. Sales fatigue can appear in a number of different forms, starting with languishing fatigue. It can start with them not performing to their usual standards. While this can happen to anyone, if it happens consistently, then this could be a sign that they feel disconnected from their role in the team. It is worth talking to the team member who is potentially affected. It may be that they are concerned about the career path they are going down, and sales may not be for them. Alternatively, other outside factors, such as debt, stress, or issues with friends or family, could be having an effect. After this, a more severe form is referred to as acute fatigue. You may not always be aware because, at this stage, they may not communicate with you their frustrations. This is where teams are at risk of losing these disassociated team members to other companies. The final stage is a blowout. This is the most dangerous form of sales fatigue, as they may try to actively show dissent toward your company, and this toxicity could have a negative effect on your team. These forms of employees are not just issues on a day-to-day basis, but could end up costing you $12,000 per affected person. Now that the concept of sales fatigue and its symptoms have been established, here are 7 ways that you can address these issues. Change your approach. Even the most accomplished of people will struggle if they feel they have to be on all the time, and this is the quickest way to burn out. One way to counter this is what is referred to as the high-low method, whereby you alternate between high, medium, and low-stress activities during each particular day. For example, you may want Monday and Thursday to be your high-stress days where you push yourself hardest. Tuesday and Friday can be your medium-stress days, where you work to get things done but don't push yourself quite as much. Wednesday can be a low-stress day in the middle of the week, as you recover after the intensity of Monday and Tuesday, while allowing you to end the week on a high. Sometimes the work itself can be intimidating. One way to counter this is known as the Pomodoro method. Instead of trying to complete work in a massive amount of time, work solidly for 25 minutes and allow yourself a short 5-minute break. During that short break, this is the perfect time to get a quick drink of water or stretch your legs. That being said, the danger is that you use those breaks to check your phone or get too distracted. Ideally, you want to use those breaks in a healthy way that will make the work easier. One final way of changing your approach is to look at what your goals are and why you feel that they are not being achieved. Aiming toward a vacation, a promotion, or providing more for your family can be worth remembering. Alternatively, it may be that the methods you are using need work, or you need to discuss with other team members or management ways that you can refocus, even if it is as simple as going outside for 5 minutes to clear your head. Accountability buddies and support groups. People can often get stressed out if they feel that they are alone or they are worried that they will be judged for feeling that they are struggling. This can be a vicious circle and end up compounding the problem further. Companies can address this by assigning accountability buddies or support groups. They can check in on a person, making sure that they are on track and helping them to achieve their targets. This is worth implementing before there are signs that someone is struggling and to make clear that support is there if they need it. Management should do their part in this. While achieving targets is important, people should be able to approach them with issues if they need to. From the individual's perspective, it is important to do so in as positive a framing as possible. Management will be less inclined to help if they feel that someone is placing blame or accusing someone else to deflect from the fact that they are not achieving their targets. For managers, one way is to treat it like a sales call. Listen to what the team member is telling you, what they feel the problem is, and what's causing it. Only then will you be more likely to come up with an appropriate solution. Take your time off. If you have time off, use it. One of the biggest problems is that when people have time off, they still check their emails or respond to calls. You should schedule 3-day weekends and use the time you are given. How you use this time to recover is up to you. You could take a trip to the beach, or simply use that time to get a little extra sleep, or catch up on a movie marathon or streaming series you've always been meaning to. This approach can also apply to breaks during work hours. Some people may have a sandwich by their desk so that they can get back to whatever it is they are doing. You may not necessarily have time to go round the corner to a coffee shop, but the simple act of going outside for a walk or getting away from the computer for a bit will give you a bit of a mental switch off before getting back on to what you need to do. Part of this also applies to what people call listening to your body. If you need to go to the bathroom, then go to the bathroom. When you are at home, if you feel tired, then go to bed. Improved diet and exercise can also mitigate the stress that can come from the working day, whether you are working remotely or in the office. It is also important to be aware of what is and isn't a sign of burnout. A few alcoholic drinks at the weekend would be seen as a way of blowing off steam. However, someone who is consistently drinking every night at home can have an issue. Finding better coping strategies can make it easier to avoid long-term burnout. For example, some people who work from home wear work clothes and then take them off at the end of their working period. Some work in different rooms and then don't go back when the working day is done. Others go for a walk or drive and then come back to mark a clear point between their working day and their home time. By giving yourself permission to relax and take a moment, it will then make it easier for you to focus on what you need to do during your work time. Improve your organization. Physical clutter can equally have an effect on your mind. The simple act of buying a desk tidy so that you know where your pens are will mean not having to waste time hunting around for a pen. This is equally true of work documents, both physical and digital. Try to use simple file names, folders, and subfolders so you don't have to spend too long searching for that document or picture you need. Little things like this can make a big difference, getting the earlier bus, so that you have a little extra time to grab a coffee or sit for a minute, as opposed to rushing to get in. If you drive, then try to arrange your routine so that you allow time for traffic or delays. Maintain focus. It can be difficult when you have to do the same tasks repeatedly, especially if you are expected to smile and maintain a positive look while doing so. In this instance, the best way to deal with this issue is to accept that this is a big part of the job. The thing to remember is that, equally, this is what salespeople have to do in order to hit targets and achieve what they want. Accepting that this is part of the process can make it easier to deal with. One way that management can make this easier is by putting together a performance plan. It may be that you check in once a week to see how they are performing and whether they are satisfied with the work that they do. A smaller benchmark may be a good way to encourage team members to push themselves without the fear of not hitting a larger sales goal, while adjusted numbers can allow for a review that is more tailored toward them. If, over time, the team member is not hitting these targets, then it may be time to discuss whether they feel their current role is right for them. Give them some time to think it over, and if necessary, you may have to let them go. Maintain positivity. 76% of salespeople are feeling stressed. Being positive can be hard when you feel you are not achieving what you want to do. When things are not going well, it can be easy to take things personally. With sales work, it can be draining. You can spend a long time working on securing a sale only for someone to drop out at the last minute. A bad conversation can mean hesitation when you go to the next one and further compounding a negative approach and, consequently, more negative outcomes. People can also be rude. You can find yourself having to restrain yourself. That being said, nobody is entitled to abuse you, and you are within your rights to tell someone, if they are being abusive, that you will end a call or conversation if they do so. Management should have a system in place for this. And if you feel that you have been abused during a call or sale, then this is something you should be able to discuss with them. This negativity can build up and can lead to people becoming very self-critical. If you find yourself getting frustrated or angry with what you are doing, you should take a step back. If a friend or family member was being talked to the way you are talking to yourself, would you accept it? If the answer is no, then you need to take a step back. While hitting targets is important, your well-being is important too. Be kind to yourself, as this will improve your chances of succeeding. Management can also play a hand in this. Smaller goals should be celebrated alongside the bigger targets, so that team members feel properly valued. Give your team the tools to succeed, and make sure you understand them too. Sales team members can get frustrated if they have to do a lot of admin work that gets in the way of sales. One way to counter this is by not only investing in technology to improve this process, but also by providing coaching, training, and updates so that the team knows what they are doing and can stay engaged with it. According to Gartner research, companies that used automation saw a 10% or greater increase in revenue over the course of 6 to 9 months. Leaders should be able to demonstrate how to use the technology and provide guidance on how to best implement it. It is also important to recognize that there is not a one-size-fits-all approach. What often works better is to show the benefits of a new system, such as social selling, and to highlight when it comes off, so that people will want to use what is available to hit their targets, rather than feeling they are being forced to work with something that is not appropriate for them. With regard to targets, these should be balanced. You don't want targets that are too high for them to be hit, but equally, they should be high enough that they represent a challenge. A little healthy competition between teams can also push this, but this needs to be done in the right way. It is also vital that management be wary of anything that can contribute to a toxic work culture. Communication is crucial, as any feeling that management is not being transparent can exacerbate feelings of alienation toward the company. By asking for feedback and including team members in your decision-making process, they are more likely to feel that their voice matters and that they are not there purely for the sales. One way to do this is via anonymous online forms. This will allow people to express themselves more freely. It may be what you feel is an issue with one member of your team might be throughout the whole group. If this is the case, then it is vital to look at what needs to be done in order to address this issue. A better long-term approach. Dealing with sales fatigue is about more than simply trying to keep an individual happy. It is about looking at the wider scope of what is causing issues and what can be done. Companies should always strive to deal with the issues that cause sales fatigue. In the long term, it will mean not only a happier workforce, but also better long-term productivity, something that everyone should be aiming for.